SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Back at it in the 2 o'clock hour. On the move is Jabari Smith once again. Looked like he was headed for the minus 500 hills and rolling his way into the number one overall pick. And now we see some buyback here as Jabari Smith is minus 260 to go number one overall. Yeah, and like you can't even equate this, Kevin, to a market as if like it's the NFL, where it's like, okay, it's 3.5 on Monday, goes back to 3 Thursday, 2.5 Friday. You are literally seeing like by the minute, you have no idea where this line is going to go, lower, higher, or why it's even moving.
It's impossibly bizarre. Again, they are going against, well, here's the other thing I don't understand, though. And I guess why you could very much sell this on market manipulation, but then you would have to really explain to me the why the market is being manipulated like this and why. Because, all right, can we tackle the market manipulation thing quickly, Donnie, that people are saying?
Yeah.
Then wouldn't this be common? And wouldn't everyone's takeaway not be why is this happening? Wouldn't you
every draft
would
have the same thing? Yeah, you'd be like, oh, I can't wait for the day before the draft because I picked the fifth guy. And he might be number one overall the next hour and then back to 10th overall. Ooh, it's so much fun to watch the roller coaster. No, we've never heard this or saw this.
So that's kind of right away why I struggle with that notion. My only other, thing I've tried to tell people, well, I guess Woj could just be wrong. Like, does it matter if he's wrong to you? Like, what happens if he's wrong? What is the side effects to that? If Woj is Donnie, if Paolo goes one to Orlando,
yeah,
what is the reaction all of a sudden?
Ooh, like even though he's had thousands of stories nailed, it's like I can't listen to Woj anymore. Now, wait a minute. I'm batting .999 right now. Yeah, but I can't trust you to play, kid.
Like, without obviously having the Adrian Wojnarowski, career, statistics, at my side, this feels like it would be the biggest whiff of his career, right?
Yes. Unless it was like, hey, big story, LeBron James is going to leave Cleveland and go to the San Antonio Spurs and then end up going to the Miami Heat, right? So that would have been one of those. But, yeah, he's not going to be able to live down something like that where he was tweeted so early and matter of fact and had been wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, I just want to rephrase something to you, though, because I think we kind of got lost in translation up against the break. His tweet, though, right, the breaking news tweet says, the top three is locked in. Jabari to Orlando, Chet OKC, Paolo Houston. What I was trying to ask you is, if the Rockets traded up to number one overall and took Paolo Banchero, and Chet went to OKC, and Jabari then fell to Orlando at three, would Woj be able to say that his tweet is accurate?
No, it's got to come out the exact same way, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm almost like, it sounds so silly, I know.
Where he can construe it like a different direction. Like, I was right. This is how it's supposed to read.
Yes. Read my tweet. I told you where they were all going.
Now, I agree with you in that aspect because he should have. Because remember when it came across when JY was on with us and it first comes through, it's like 1, 2, 3. And it's like, he didn't leave himself an out. Like, he didn't make something vague right here. Well, I told you there were 1, 2, 3. Didn't tell you what teams or these teams. You see what I mean? Like, he sort of locked it in as 1, 2, 3 to these three teams. End of story. Good night.
Yep. He did it. I don't know. The other thing is, why did it have to be all at once? Right? Like, hey, the Orlando Magic are zoned in on Jabari at one. 3 hours later.
Yeah.
Looks like Chet and OKC. Like, why did he have to it's one of the most bizarre
Is he trying to own Shams? Like, I'm just going to take up the top three and just, I don't care the fallout if I'm right. Like, they'll never listen to Shams again.
We'll have a quick laugh on the show, okay? The first tweet underneath this Woj thing. Now, I don't know if it's the same for everybody.
Yeah.
It has 500 likes, 60 retweets.
Which tweet, though? Which one?
The tweet where Woj, you know, basically spoils the draft.
All right. Let me go find it.
I'm curious if you have the same first tweet as I do.
Let's see. Woj.
The statistics, Donnie, out are 61-61, 5-14.
Let me see here. All right, there it is there.
Do you have it from at Nick Bolton season?
No, the first one that comes up for me is it looks like a fantasy magic guy or something like that. As teams finalize their board today, like that original one at 8:41. Yeah. What's this one say? What do you got?
The first reply to Woj breaking the draft. The first reply.
Mm-hmm.
Lay fraud, lay Mickey, lay carried, lay 3-6-1, lay trash, lay snitch, lay flop, lay baby, lay cry, lay actor, lay rap, lay not better than MJ.
I see
lay
now.
Lay wannabe NJ, lay garbage, lay choke, lay cryberry, lay owned by Curry, lay Pfizer, lay injured. I mean,
I
just
like lay Pfizer, lay COVID.
I mean, just the most absurd reply I've ever seen.
They've been waiting on that one for a long time. Now, also, we're going to get to JP. And JP, make no mistake about it, Kevin blocked you that entire set right there. I'll make sure we open it up for you. And we'll be right back after these words.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back here on Moneyline, 2 o'clock hour. Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh, Sirius XM Channel 159. Get your plays in. Get your hot takes in. 844-843-6879. No hotter take than right now when we figure out where JP is going today and only four games to realize. I think I got this one, and I think it's an over. What do you got, K-Dub?
I have an over as well. I think
– Yeah.
What if we're on the same one? It has to be.
I mean, it's exactly. I'm looking at – the pitchers, good pitchers here. I'm looking at good pitchers here, good pitchers here for the most part. And one game just super questionable out there.
So we have a chance then, right? Let's try and really sync this up, right?
Yeah, okay? JP switching his pick right now.
That's fine.
Talking about this.
I think we should say it on the count of three. We'll say home team first. So we'll go blank and blank, start with the home team on the count of three.
All right.
Ready? Yeah. One, two, three. White Sox. Orioles.
Yeah. Pfft, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Too good.
Now, hold on. You were saying both teams? What's that about? I mean, all I heard was home team, which I didn't even understand. I didn't understand that to begin with, to be honest with you. Let's just say the home team of the game.
No.
All right, I guess.
Home team that away. Yeah, because if you said Orioles, White Sox, it wouldn't have sounded good.
Yeah, but that's what it's supposed to be. But all I heard was, let's just say the home team's name. Like, wait, hold on. Just the home team? All right.
I mean, JP, what do you got?
Did we guess this correctly? What do we got, JP?
Nope, but that was beautiful. I'm going to the Astros and Yankees under eight.
Wow. He's an under machine. He's an under machine in the Bronx tonight.
Donnie, can we just bet this game over nine? I mean, can you get us a breakdown before we get out of here?
Exactly. On the count of three, we're just going to say the home team's name. I mean, what is that? I went along with it, though. I'm a team player.
I mean, three, two, one. Chicago.
Yeah, did you say the name or whatever it was? I heard you getting in the ball. I said, wait, how'd you get into the second team? I thought we were just going one team here, but hopefully I think there will be runs scored in that game. I need some runs to be scored here by Cleveland, and also just underway now is St. Louis and Milwaukee. So need something out of that game to happen. Yesterday, got a little lucky on my plays because I was dead to rights in one game, but a rain out 3-0 win gave me the W. Now, here's also, because I like to talk about this. When we talk about team totals and you say the added advantages, and you just can equate it to a casino, where a casino says, all right, come play roulette, red, black, you know, 50-50, let's throw in zero and double zero greens. All right, good. Now we got the advantage here. Just another advantage or a feather in your cap why I love team totals. If you saw the game last night, 3-0 win for the Baltimore Orioles, and I said I actually liked the Nationals team total over 3.5. They didn't score. It got rained out. I didn't lose any money in that game. Sensational. Loved it. Free, like one for the good guys, as I like to say. Now, if we would have flipped that on its head, right, and I would have said to you, game went according to plan. 5-0 Nationals, rain out sixth inning. You know what happens there, Kevin? You cash in your ticket because you already got paid out. Look, there's so many advantages for team total. So many advantages. Like, sure. Once you hit the number, they pay you out. You could play one inning on a 3.5 team total. 4-0 lead. Hurricane comes through. We're not playing it. The game is canceled. You got paid on it. Oh, man, I love team totals.
I mean, that's what it's all about, right? That ability to get in and get out, right, is what you're looking for.
Yeah, it's fifth. They can't take it away. Like, you got it in the fifth. They can't take it away. Shut the game off. You got your money. You're out of there. And also, the other things, right, going to extra innings, the ghost runner. Like, you have so many built-in chances for team totals that I feel bad for people betting unders because do they win? Yes, they win. But nothing feels worse than I took an under for a team total of 2.5. They have one run, and we're in extras, and it ends 4-3, and I lost. It's like, come on now.
Yeah. Well, it is so interesting to, you know, also, I've the one thing that's funny about the team totals, right, is team totals are obviously your pregame home, but I have loved our experience betting the team total market live. When we're betting live, you know, I think, right, I would say you're open to any market, right, that it might be, whatever.
Yeah.
But sometimes it was a straight over, but I felt like the team totals live, they always just made so much sense, so much fun for us to track and follow. And it's just one of those things where, you know, and that's the thing with, like, with today. If something pops up today, you know, you'd love the opportunity to get in the mix.
Yes, you do. And a good start for me here is I do have the 4.5 at +100 St. Louis team total. That's 2-0 over Milwaukee. And this is one where you need the lead, or you need the lead by a decent margin to try to avoid the back end of that Milwaukee bullpen. So that's a good start here. And I want that closed out by the fifth inning, so I don't have to worry anymore. And the interesting part about that game, too, is we talked about on the early line, you have one of those games where a pitcher is on the mound and you say to yourself, well, I'm going to fade Jason Alexander. Now, we talked about Smeltzer, right? 12% strikeout rate. This guy's at 8%. Like, even worse.
That's so bad.
But the crazy part is he has an ERA on the season of 2.42. Donnie, you're ludicrous, you idiot. Why would you go an over needing to get 5 runs on a guy that has a 2.42 ERA? His Sierra's 5.33. Tells you everything you need to know. Sooner or later, the chickens come home to roost, as they like to say, and hopefully that day is today, which is a 2-0 lead here all for the Cardinals at this point. So a lot of good stuff in Major League Baseball already underway. Not a big night in baseball, but as we're sitting here back watching this NBA draft unfold in front of us over the past, 10 minutes, surprisingly, no line movement here as Jabari Smith sits at a -2. He's got, even if FanDuel, you're listening right now, throw like a 190 up there, like a -190. Just have everybody just panic again. Like, ooh, I thought I had my money. Now I don't have my money. I wasted my money. It looks like I'm now back in the money. Sensational stuff here. But we're sitting at a -260 on Price Watch for the number one overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, we certainly are. You tell me, when should I kind of I was doing this throughout. I was doing a little bit this morning. I have 5 picks. They're actually all on DraftKings.
Yes.
Do you want me to do these now, next segment, or
no, go.
Later?
No, start now. Yeah, we'll roll it right into it. Yep, get the people's juices going.
Let's start with what will probably be the tangiest option for people. It's Usman Dieng. You might say, who? Who cares? Doesn't matter. Overseas. But Donnie, same here. Okay? Same to a degree.
Is Gorgie's brother? Any relation?
No, I don't think so, at least. I mean, they don't look the same. I don't
almost.
Know. But here is the deal with Dieng. Right now, just to give you that comparison point, you can actually bet him to be a top 10 pick at +110 on DraftKings. He is -190, same market, -160 at the minimum, but I think it's up to -190, same market on FanDuel. What caught my attention, though, was under 11.5. It's -135, but for me, Donnie, and this is you want to talk about someone who's been hanging out with DRS too long, right? Why go top 10 at +110? When for a little bit more, I give myself the 11th pick at -135. I thought that was more than worth it. And then there's an exact bet that's paired with that DRS. plus 400. Deang to be the eighth pick. Here's the thing. We talk about bet what you're thinking. The reports are he had an unbelievable workout with the New Orleans Pelicans, who are drafting eighth overall. The mock drafts that I'm going off of are having him slotted at eighth. You structure your unit size accordingly. But I am seeing that he is going eighth overall, which is not only 11.5 draft position, Donnie, but I paired that with a nice plus 400 exactor, which is on DraftKings.
There you go. Moving up the list, firing away at this point. So more to go. Do you have enough to squeeze one more in, or are we going to delay this deal? Go ahead. Let's go.
I'll squeeze in the other exact.
Yes.
Johnny Davis plus 200 to be the 10th pick. You will find Johnny Davis at minus 150 to go top 10 on FanDuel, right? But here is the thing for me with Johnny Davis. I don't see him getting mocked anywhere other than 10. My worry is Washington trades out. But again, plus 200 that the Wizards take him at 10. The only team that's mocking him inside the top 10 at plus 200. I thought that was the best way to play a guy, again, that is consistently expected to be top 10, but really 10th exactly.
Count down to the draft here on the grid, setting everything up. How big line movements will move? Will they move for the rest of the show? I bet you they will. Come on back with us if you want to join in. You know how to do it. 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We are back here on Moneyline, 2 o'clock hour, 844-843-6879. If you want to get into the mix, it's Donnie and Kevin perusing through some of the odds here in the NBA. More picks abound. Come on, give us some more, K-Dub.
Yeah, let's keep it rocking here. So we have two others to get to, and these are straight over-unders. One of them, now, I will tell you this. We'll start with maybe the easier one, which is Jalen Duren. And it's over at 10.5 draft position. Now, the funny, Donnie, you know who that is, right? Like the Memphis big, that Memphis team obviously was a little up and down, right? But they had a lot of expectations for Duren. The thing about a center is, unless you are otherworldly, Chet Holmgren, it becomes a lot about fit, right? If you look at the Duren mocks, there's some people who say Portland could be interested. Nobody mocks him there. And they might not even draft at 7, okay? Then it goes maybe the Spurs at 9, but probably not. And then it's 11, 12. They're all ranges that make sense for him. I loved getting it at minus 115. So, and listen, is there any event more important to shop around than a draft event? I mean, honestly, is there? I mean,
yeah,
this number is minus 160. On FanDuel, minus 115 on DraftKings, that made the difference. The second bet is plus 120, and the ability to get plus money there is what gave me the confidence. You'll find on DraftKings, Donnie, some guys, there's one guy who's over 19.5 for a draft position, right? At minus 200. My worry with that is how much stuff can go wrong. The deeper you get into a draft, like, you know what? You're in the mid-20s now. Who knows what these teams are really thinking? But Walker Kessler, the big man, remember, went to North Carolina, transferred to Auburn this year, averaged like four blocks a game. If you look right now in the main mocks from the main people that are doing predictive mocks, all have him at 22 or under. Two of the mocks that I'm using actually have him inside the top 20. It's 24.5, and it's at plus money, which was enough for me to feel a little more confident betting that deep into the draft. I think the higher in the draft you're betting, picks 1 through 7, picks 1 through 10 maybe, you start to lay some juice. The later you go, DRS, I think you start to hunt for plus money, and that's what I have there in Walker Kessler.
Taking shots at plus money. Now, also, so we're just looking at the FanDuel Sportsbook. This is the one I have up here. You know, Jabari Smith still sits at that minus 260 price to go number 1 overall. Do we have live betting opportunities? Is that the norm? where, okay, so, this guy's slipping, because it's really hard for them to put that in with all the Woj bombs, like four picks down the line. I can give you a player going somewhere, but I didn't even know if that was a market that they could dip into.
You know, what's funny is I'm not sure is the real answer. I would think probably not, really. But I think you might have maybe hit on the why. You know how we joked about that, you know, at-bat market, the, you know, bet while people are at the plate in Major League Baseball? But basically, it's like you got to bet an inning in advance. You know what I mean? It's like, I can't get involved with this.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing it in the NBA, like, it'd basically be the first picks on the board, and because of Woj and Shams, like, the only live market would be the seventh pick.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't expect live markets. If we get them, though, that would obviously be awesome.
Yeah, that's great. It would be wild to watch that market. It's almost like when we were trying to bet, like, you know, what was it, the playoffs, where you can bet, you know, each at-bat, per se, coming up, and it was like, hold on. Now, they're delaying this too much. You got to bet it in advance, but at least you don't know the outcome of that at-bat, right? We know the outcome of the draft. If somebody says, hey, number 16 overall is this guy, hold on, we're only on pick number 13, you can maybe get ahead of that. But we'll see if it has some fun. Any other picks tonight that you have on the board, or are there ones that you're eyeing up, just maybe not have pulled the trigger yet on?
Yeah, so there were some others I had considered. Shade and – see – what I would love DRS is kind of alt markets. Like, they always offer you top 10. They never offer you not top 10.
Yeah.
You know? Like, can I catch the guy that's going to fall?
Catch a no. Uh-huh.
Yes. Like, but, yeah, like, those would be stuff that I would like. Like, I'll tell you the two names right now. Dyson Daniels and Shaedon Sharpe. It just feels like too many names for not enough spaces, really, sometimes when I look at this top 10. At times, and I'd love to see where those guys could possibly be linked up at. The only market that seems to be growing, and I haven't really had a good chance to dive into too much, is the back-end DraftKings market of, yes, of basically, well, not yes, no, but just yes, first-round pick. But can I give you, Donnie, a name on that board? You want to talk about an ultimate victory lap for you. Do you know who is plus 250 to be a first-round pick?
Patrick Baldwin.
You better believe
it. No.
Plus 250, Donnie.
A somebody takes a flyer?
High school recruit. Plus. And I got like, I almost want to bet that on principle, because I got to be honest with you. If I were betting on principle DRS, or not betting, excuse me, drafting, I'm not letting anybody that was a top five high school player in the country fall out of the first round. No way.
It's funny, because I've seen mock drafts where he's in the 40s, and then I've seen him where he's like 22. So there's a big discrepancy on. And as we like to say, it doesn't take like a consensus of NBA teams to say, we like the guy. One team just has to say, boy, saw him play in high school. You know, he got a bad rap in college. Didn't get a lot of exposure. We're getting a steal here, because if he went to Duke, it might have been like, whoa, this guy can really play. He's top 10.
Or if he played at Duke, what really would have, hey, I'm a little banged up. Yeah, don't worry, get healthy. We're obviously going to the tournament. We're Duke. Come back, gets healthy, DRS.
Yes.
And who knows? Maybe that's
one good game. Yeah, has one good game. Like, oh, yep, there it is. There's the
difference in them beating UNC. Look at the flashes.
Correct.
This guy's the number three pick on the board.
Yeah. Yep.
Truthfully, when you did that whole rant and you were going head-to-head with someone on Patrick Baldwin, I cannot pretend that I agreed with you the entire way. Truthfully, I played both sides. I thought you both made legitimate points.
Yeah.
It is the most correct I think you maybe ever will be. Donnie, he would have been no worse than a top 10 pick if he went to Duke, no matter what happened. No matter what. He's plus 250 to go in the first round.
And even everything that went around the entire situation, because my crux of the argument was, if I'm a father, which I am, but I have a daughter, so I'm never going to be in a position where my son is so good and I'm a Division I football coach at the Citadel, right? And I say, well, the best place for my son to be is at the Citadel, where I can coach him up, as opposed to being with Nick Saban at Alabama. And the son goes, oh, I want to play with my dad. It's like, well, leave him alone. Of course the son wants to play with his dad. Are you kidding me? If you have a good relationship with your dad, you want to follow him to the end of the earth and be like, you know what? I am going to play for you. But I always said it was up to the dad to say, now, son, for the betterment of your career, I can't let you come play at Bunk Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Go play at Duke. Spread your wings. Play against the best every day in practice and in games, and you will be much better for it overall. And the second part of it was, it wasn't as if it was like Bob McKillop, let's just say, down in Davidson, where he had like a track record of 30 years of dominance, putting guys in the NBA, including like Steph Curry. Hey, I can handle this. Trust me on this. Mm-hmm. This was a guy that said, I'm going to be fired, son, unless you come play for me. He comes to play. It went wrong. Hey, can anybody guess what happened at Wisconsin-Milwaukee with their head coaching situation? Yeah. The minute that kid was like, I'm going pro, this didn't work out. Hey, Dad, thanks, but no thanks. You're now fired. Incredible. I can never be more right on one story than I was all the way. Like, there wasn't even any like, oh, but you said this. No, I called the entire scenario. A dad trying to save his job, saved his job for 1 year, his son went there, ruined his draft status, and the father got fired. But no, the father was in the right because he was doing the right thing. Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's so, like, the amount of money that was lost. Donnie, if he would have, if Pat, right, Pat Baldwin Jr.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Duke, and they fired his father. Yes. First of all, what an awful situation that is for UW-Milwaukee and how that would look. Donnie, Duke would hire his dad as an assistant in 10 seconds.
Yes, correct.
In 10 seconds. Yeah. They're out there hiring brothers on the assumption that a kid might come to their school. What was the latest one? There's another one that recently happened. They hired some guy's brother.
It's DJ. No, it's DJ. Well, forget about runner. DJ Wagner out of Camden, New Jersey. He's going to be the top overall player next year. And they hired his grandfather down in Kentucky.
That was it.
Just to be part of the staff a year ahead of time. Yes.
Ridiculous.
Like, this guy's probably not even coaching. Like, hey, you know, you want a coaching job? Well, I haven't really coached. It doesn't matter. 75. We got a pay rate. Yeah, exactly. Come on down here. 350 grand. Sit on the bench. Maybe your grandson comes here. In tremendous stuff.
Sitting next to like the, you know, like the really old, him and Sister Jean exchanging laughs.
Man.
At the next NCAA.
Like, hey, what do you do here? I don't know. They call me a coach, but they tell me I don't have to show up.
Yeah, I would love if Grandpa Wagner started causing trouble. Started disagreeing with Calipari's X's and O's.
Exactly. Man, I'm going to take my son. Oh, man, it's good. I'm going to take my son somewhere else right around then. Oh, no, you can't do that. Oh, so good. And how long does, you know, Milt Wagner, who was a great player at Camden, actually went to Louisville. The longevity is the best part, right? So DJ Wagner, if he does end up going to, let's just say, Kentucky, he's a one and done. If you're smart, your grandpa goes, hey, I want that four-year deal. You know what I mean? Well, then Calipari goes, oh, you want a four-year deal? That means this is guaranteed that your grandson is playing here. Yep, all right, let's sign on the dotted line.
But I also love, like, Wagner leaves after 1 year, and then what? And Grandpa retires. I don't need to be here. I'm going to go watch him play in the NBA. You think the Knicks will put me on their staff?
Yes, like, sort of turn the tide and, you know, hey, they could, like, Uncle Dennis, right, for Kawhi Leonard. Like, don't talk to Kawhi. Talk to Uncle Dennis. Like, he holds the keys here. Do you remember, by the way, my favorite story for Uncle Dennis and Kawhi Leonard was, the word on the street was, he's only going to play for the Clippers if Uncle Dennis gets, like, 5% ownership of the franchise. And people were running with stories like that. Tremendous stuff. Only stories that you get here on Moneyline, right here on the Sports Grid Network. It's Donnie and Kevin, 844-843-6879. Let's go!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right side.
Back at it on Moneyline, Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. And we were promised that Kevin would use his real voice for the segment to go over some picks. So we'll see if that comes out at this point right now. All right. Let's get some updates here in Major League Baseball. Is it? Who, Corn? Who is it?
Easy, man. My brother, Corn. So a little respect, please.
What's the age? Can we get the age? Is that too much? Like, we could track you down.
You could do
from
that.
You're way too private on the air. One of these days we're going to start giving out, like, you know, you give out a bad pick, you give out your full address, like one of those. Then cell phone number next. And then I'll find Ben's cell phone and give it out as my own. It's like, you know, one of the ultimate fantastic moves, you know? That's how you do it. Why do I get so many calls here?
I accidentally gave your number out?
Yeah, exactly.
What
like, that would be good news.
You give out a bad pick, like you every yeah. bad pick is a piece of your social security.
Exactly. Like something like exactly like wallet, debit card, God. All that stuff. Like you got to put like a Snapchat up of just your a quick shot of like your debit card. I'm like, all right, if somebody gets after it, somebody gets after it here. By the way, Major League Baseball updates here on the board. Hold on. 2-2 Colorado Rockies, Miami Marlins, 7-4 Braves over the Giants, Dodgers 8-1 over the Cincinnati Reds, 6-2 Pirates, and again, I love this one. Twins 1-0 over the Guardians. Thanks for nothing there so far, Guardians. But the Cardinals 2-1 here over the Brewers in the second inning. Now, what were you about to say there before you?
Really get to finish like saying happy birthday. Even though he's not listening and will never.
Yeah.
No. I went, it's my brother's birthday. You went, is it Cons? How old is he? And then you asked for my social security number.
Yeah.
Like, that was the state of affairs. I didn't even.
I was trying to stop you from giving out too many information, because otherwise we go right down to, like, where'd he go to school and, you know, where's he working these days? We could have gone all over that stuff here.
He turns 23, my brother Connor, so it's a happy birthday to him. I will be wishing it, though, tonight on the draft show. You got to hijack a show whenever you can and throw it. Like, Donnie, come on now. You haven't thrown that birthday shout out there to the missus? See, now I worry that you're going to say the answer's no. Is the answer no to that?
Why? I don't do anything like social media-wise with anything like that.
No, not social media-wise.
Well, not even anything. Yeah, no. Well, first of all, I don't think my wife's ever listened to a single show, YouTube show, whatever network I'm on, like ever. And I'll tell you one thing that's funny. Like, we'll get into it now because sometimes you always get this hijacked. Like, I remember like a year ago, like I would be at home and like my other house, I was in the basement, same way basically I am now, walk up a couple flights of stairs, and my daughter would be in the room like, hey, check this, I'm going to put like Sports Grid on the TV, you know, find it, and she would like get a kick out of it, but my wife never had like any like, odd, like even like, oh, look, you're up there, like, what do you wear, what's this or that, like my daughter's always like inquisitive, but my wife feels like never, and like you feel like every once in a while, like my mom's probably listening right now. You know, other people, like, hey, let me catch your show. I don't think my wife has ever said, like, hey, I listened, like, to your show in the car. Like you said, never. I don't think she even knows I work at this point. I don't know what she thinks I do down here. I don't.
Checks keep clearing, questions stay.
Exactly. Like, I'm a bookie or something. I don't know. Like, she never listens, ever.
Like, what you need to do then is just keep giving her fake job descriptions. But all I'm saying is, if you did, whenever the birthday is, we don't have to, right? I'm just going to pretend the birthday was today. Yeah. If you said, you know, Mrs. Rightside, a happy birthday. Thanks for everything. Now back to the show. Like, and you showed that to her. You don't think she'd be moved by such a gesture?
No, I don't think she would even care, to be honest, at that point. Like, hey, why did you listen today? It was your birthday. I gave you a shout out. Wait, what? What's like, she's still at the stage where, what's your company name? You know what I mean? Like, we're not even like, that's how far, like, and it's been a long time. Who, like, even previous, like, employers, say, still, like, what show, who is it? Like, her friends heard your husband on the radio today. Girls, guys, cousins. She never had, like, she can't even give him a straight answer. Oh, yeah, he does that. Like, what time is your show today? What do you mean? It's at the same time forever. That's the way I get handled in the house. That's what keeps my ego going.
There you go. Well, you know what? I think you need that, actually. The last thing you need is compliments, to be honest with you. You got enough of those from yourself, so I think you're doing just fine then in that department.
Yep. By the way, also quickly, birthdays here. Now, is this something you're going to catch up to where it's like you're going home for the weekend and, you know, you got to have a cake or, like, it's real, like, you're, like, you know, like, let's just say my sister and me. I don't think we exchange gifts for birthdays in 30 years at this point now, right? So is this one thing where it's still like, okay, you got to come home this weekend because we're celebrating the birthday on like a Saturday night or a Sunday? How's that work?
So this question is going to end up being answered exactly how you think. I am going home because there's a wrestling pay-per-view on Sunday. So I have to be home. Now, if not for the NBA draft tonight, I probably just would have went home anyway, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Maybe done Friday out of the city.
Well, that's
maybe
a late night.
The day.
It's a late night.
What is a late night?
Like, why isn't this at like where you're staying now? Like, why doesn't this just get ordered?
The Pape?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that doesn't even make sense. You got to go home. If you're not watching with the Basement Brigade, it's like it's not even on.
Like, what time are you getting back to the apartment? Like 1 a.m., 2 a.m.?
Maybe I'll bash. Maybe I'll back out of the Monday show. No, I'll probably do Monday out of the city is my guess. Or I'll just. I actually one morning, man, you gotta. One morning I drove to Jersey from Queens for the morning show.
Yeah.
Like I woke up with that little
just
bit.
Decided
of
early that it's just fall asleep. Now is the bed still there at home? Like, oh, is it already done or?
Yeah. See, some people ask that. They're like, oh, like don't you want to let them kind of use it for whatever they need? No. That's my bed. What are you talking about? That's not going anywhere.
Oh, man, I miss those days. You know, like the door opening up next to you on the show. You get those days back.
Yeah, no.
Forget these studio days for you.
Oh, that's when people would just barge on in.
Uh-huh. Gotta get my socks.
If I was still home, the AC would be blaring right now.
Oh, that's true. That is true. I mean, it would be a little bit of a mess here. By the way, so hold on. Let's just check here, right? So going over, gave you the baseball update scores. I need some help in this. A couple games later on tonight, Houston Astros, New York Yankees. Very good game. Nice line, too. Minus 130 is a favorite for the Yanks. That Orioles-White Sox game, minus 158 with Cueto. Crazy. Minus 158 with Cueto on the mound. I think half the White Sox, Kevin, got hurt yesterday as well in their game. Like I saw like massive MRIs. I do think the Phillies get beat tonight, too, by Joe Musgrove and the Padres. But let me just double-check here one more time. Draft odds, still at 260. As I'm looking there, Paolo Banchero, though, is under plus 200. He's at a plus 195. That's striking distance now. And again, we're getting closer to the draft. These odds should not be, like, the more you get closer, Kevin, the odds shouldn't be up in the air, right? When are we going to get that closeout situation? Mariano Rivera style. Jabari Smith, 360, 460, 560, off the board. You can't bet it because he's number one overall. Are we getting that? And how soon are we getting that?
Yeah, that's the great question. The funny thing about it is, at this rate, I think I'm expecting Shams to maybe be the guy that comes over the top with that fine. You know, like I wonder if Woj is like, look, I sent my tweet out, I'm done. You know, like it's done. If he sends out another tweet, like as I said, Orlando is going to take him first overall at like 5 o'clock. Like, well, what's that about? Didn't you already, kind of do that reporting? So I wouldn't expect it to come from Woj. I guess it would be a double confirmation from Shams. Let me ask you. All right, so how about this question now? Donnie, if a Shams tweet came out right now, Orlando, just straight, Orlando's going to take Jabari number one overall. Would you run to the window and try and get involved on minus 260?
Yes, 100%. Nope, 100%, yes. Because that's going down one of those paths that we just got double confirmation, right? Like, well, I'm not even including anybody else, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I just talked to Orlando. It's a done deal. They're taking him. And it's Woj. Because they wouldn't embarrass Woj because Woj has, doesn't really hold water for NBA teams. Like, oh, I'll give you the story. I'll give you another one. Like, no, he's the authority. There's no, like, well, we're in on this guy and Woj will put. No. Woj gets the final story. That's why he's Woj. You don't have to read between the lines and go, oh, man, Woj is right 7 out of 10 times here, but he was wrong on this one. He wouldn't be wrong on something like that. And if you're the organization, you wouldn't embarrass him like that and say, watch this. I'm going to send Woj out to take Jabari Smith. I'm going to tell my brother to go bet Paolo Banchero when he moves to plus 20,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't work like that in the NBA.
Yeah, so that's to me then where I think you would find that movement, right? So it can, but I don't think Shams would do it much earlier than like 6 o'clock. So I will say this. Yes, I think it's going to be Jabari. I do think he's going to be right. I do think it's going to go Jabari, Chet, Paolo, 1, 2, 3. To Orlando, and then OKC, and then Houston. So what is that closing number? I would bet you Jabari does close above minus 500.
When do they turn it off? Like, when are we getting shut down here, right?
I think, right?
When does it get shut down in the fact of the matter? It's like, you can't bet this guy anymore. Like, we know he's number one. Like, just the lock goes up, and it switches over. Do we get that, or is it just like, hey, when it's 8 o'clock,
well,
that's when you get it?
So let me ask you that. What price would you say determines like, all right, turn it off, we're done here?
20, like the 7,000, 8,000. What's the point of that?
I don't think
are people really laying the wood? Like,
anymore.
Let me bet $16,000 to win like 200 bucks?
I will say this, as much as I agree with you, if we got basically the double confirmation Shams, Jabari's going one. Basically, my read is if they flip Jabari, not even if they put Paolo back up to 20 to 1, These guys are going to come and bet it again. And be like, ah, but Jabari's walking the stage. You know what I mean? And they're still betting Paolo.
Yes. Still betting Paolo.
Yeah, I mean, we got sources.
On the market.
Yeah. Like, that's just, like, my current read on the market. But to your larger question, I don't think we see Jabari, you know, above minus 2,000, basically. I think we've kind of got ourselves a tighter situation from now until closed.
It's just wild because you take a look at ESPN, if you go online, like sources, the top headline, Smith has number one pick in firm draft order, and he's still listed at 260. Like, it just feels like when we talk about, like, buying numbers or odds or what makes sense, let's just say you had, I don't know, 10 grand in your account. You're getting all this news out here. Is it just one of those where, my goodness, like, I'm getting a minus 260 price when I still know he's number one overall? Let me just unload on Jabari Smith because it can't be wrong. Like, what's the holdback here? Like, if Woj is releasing, here's what it is, as the ultimate, like, if you say one guy in media who I can trust with giving me the right info all the time, it's Woj. And he can't, and this wasn't Kevin, like, let me cross the T's, dot the I's. I'll drop this info at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, early evening. He dropped that at 8:50 in the morning. That's how confident he was on that.
Like, you actually, like, you got me thinking now that I should be betting this minus. So, Donnie, just a reference, Jabari on DraftKings, minus 350.
Mm-hmm.
How about Chet on DraftKings to go second? So he's minus 290 on FanDuel.
Yeah.
Minus 500. Paolo to go third, minus 500 on DraftKings compared to 360 on FanDuel. So, it may create, like, again, we talk about drafts are a different animal. I might be staring at minus 290 Chet Holmgren as an unbelievable piece of value.
Yes. Yes, I am the value of the beholder because you're taking a look at, well, it's ridiculous to bet that much. But if it's a short, like, if it's going to happen, as opposed to, well, I don't really have 10 grand in my account, or I'm not going to spend 500 bucks to make a dollar. I'm not going to do that because it doesn't make sense if there's any outside shot. But if you're looking at a legitimate, you know, the Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor fight, like, people are paying, like, minus 600 on this is the best bet I ever made in my life. Like, it's the easiest bet I ever won because it can't lose. It is what it is, but those odds are going to be on the move, and pretty soon we'll be as well on the show. One quick segment. Come on back with us right here on
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
One final segment here on Moneyline for a Thursday afternoon. Draft night in the NBA. Major League Baseball, it's time to give out some picks here. Two of mine are already off the board. So the only one legitimately that I guess we can be getting down on was Keegan Murray plus 115 pick number 5 tonight. And we'll see how that one winds up. Let me just see about the odds. We got any odds movement there? Oh, he's at a plus 165. So there you go for a CLV in the reverse direction. So you get a nice 165 tonight here for my guy Keegan all of a sudden. Shows you how sharp I am in the NBA, Kev. Yeah. Before we get to K-Dubs, you know, 5-pack in the NBA. JP, let them know again what you got here. Baltimore and Chicago, right?
I don't care what you think.
Yeah,
Yankees, Astros, we're taking Baltimore the under in the game.
That's pretty good.
We're going into it.
All right, guys. So there's JP's pick. Gloves over 9.
Yes.
In white. And everybody on 3. 1, 2, 3. Chicago White Sox. Loves that game over the 9. Look, we talked about it. 5-pack of action here. Jalen Duren over 10.5. Walker Kessler under 24.5. Usman Dieng under 11.5. Those are all draft positions. Dieng to be the 8th pick, plus 400. Johnny Davis to be the 10th pick, plus 200, which is actually down to plus 100. Let's have a little bit of fun before we get out of here. Top 5 exact order, plus 380. Jabari, Chet, Paolo, Ivy, Mathurin would probably be the one that I bet, just because it's a bigger price, even though it means Donnie would lose his bet.
Hey.
But then again, I mean, I'll tell you this, Donnie. The shortest price on this exact picks, first 5 order here, Jabari, Chet, Paolo, Ivy, Keegan Murray, being plus 115, is maybe the single biggest disgrace in the history of sports betting.
Mm.
Donnie, he's... I'm not going to get into this. It's that's the single worst price I've ever seen in gambling history.
Yeah, maybe you can get into it on a four-hour show tonight. I'll have to catch the highlights tomorrow morning and let us know how it all went down. But I know if you're sticking around with the grid, they'll take care of you on that nice draft night success. Let's see if we can get some winners tonight, people. Thanks again for tuning in to Moneyline. We'll be back tomorrow.